welcome to Conversations with Erin and Jill on the Light Your Heart with Hope podcast. I'm Erin, here with my mom, Jill, and for those of you who don't know, we have been doing these conversations with the listener. On Instagram, we have asked what your questions are for us or what's on your heart, and these are questions that you have responded to us, and so we're here to talk about them. Today...
I love this.
I do love this, too. Because it's so much fun, and I gain so much from what
we share. I'm learning so much. I'm learning so much, and I feel closer to the listener, if that makes any sense. I mean, we can't be with everyone in person.
We wish we could.
Although, maybe we can do an event or something.
Maybe.
But people are across the whole country. In fact, 45 countries. Isn't that what the statistics said? That the podcast is being listened to in 45 countries?
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
Yes.
Only God can do that. Only God can do that. So, but I just think that it's really awesome and special and more intimate, actually, if we interact with the listener in this way. And I'm really, really thankful because it does allow us to talk about things that are on our hearts as well.
Right.
And I am learning and I'm growing and I'm just seeing how God is at work in all of it. So I'm very thankful. So thank you for sending your questions.
Yes, thank you so much. Today's topic is kind of a heavy topic, kind of a deep topic.
It really is. And I'm thinking, how in the world are we going to do one episode on this? Honestly, we might need a
part two, but really, I think the topic, like the overarching topic of this is about the will of God. But we've received a lot of questions that kind of connect with that. So I'm going to share the specific questions and comments that we've received regarding this. One, how do you deal with having anxiety about the future? Two, how do you know what God's will is for your life? And someone also said, I want to better understand what God created me to do in this life.
Said everybody under the sun.
Literally. I love all of these because I've asked all of them. I've said all of them before. And so...
Well, what I love too about these questions is that they're referring to God. What is God's will?
Right.
For my life. What is God's will? Why did he create me? And what does he want me to do in this life? And right there, there's the foundation. Like, you need that foundation to know anything regarding what his will is for your life and regarding how you're gifted to live out your life on this earth. If he's not even the equation, then we can't even have the conversation.
Exactly.
Honestly, because he, first of all, is the creator of all that exists, and he holds the future. Like, he knows the future. He's the only one that knows what tomorrow holds. So why wouldn't we go to him in regard to his will for our lives and what he has planned for us?
Well, and I'm so thankful that we have a God who knows tomorrow.
Amen.
Who knows the future. So yes, have I had anxiety about my future? Absolutely. But I know who holds my future in his hands. When we talk about God's will, I think usually when we ask this about our own lives, like, what's God's will for my life? What we're really asking is, what does God want me to do with my life? Mm. Usually it's linked to longing to know what our occupation is.
Right.
But when we're talking about God's will, it's so far beyond that.
Oh,
yes,
absolutely.
God's will applies to your occupation. It applies to every single part of your life.
Right.
But when we just focus on what our occupation is supposed to be, I think we miss the greater point and the point of what is God's ultimate will for us. And I think sometimes...
Well, he makes that very clear.
Yes,
I mean,
he
if
does.
I can just say, God isn't hiding from us.
Right.
He's not keeping secrets. And, you know, he wants us to know him and he wants us to know his will for our lives. And he's very clear about that in the word of God. So that's a starting place for sure.
Right.
Is God's word. Like, how can you know God? Well, you go to his word. And he's also revealed himself in creation and through his son, Jesus. Yes. But you go to his word and he specifically says, this is my will for you in certain verses. So there is this overarching will of God for all mankind. And I can tell you right now, first and foremost, that's to know him.
Right. And when we know him, we know who we are.
Right.
And we can't know who we are or what we're supposed to do unless we know him. And so if we start with that, that God's will for us is that we will know him, it trickles into every other part of what we're asking God.
Right.
What is your will?
Right.
It trickles into all of that because it's the overarching will.
Right. And to know him is to love him. And when you love him, you trust him.
Right.
And when you trust him, you trust that he will reveal his will for your life specifically. But the overarching will of God is that we know him and that we love him and that we love others. Jesus made that very, very clear in the New Testament, and it's all throughout scripture that we would know God and love him. So just to give us like the 30,000 foot view, that is the will of God ultimately.
Right. And when we seek after the things of God, we will know his will. Like what you said, how there are so many verses where it talks about the will of God. How can we know the will of God unless we are in his word?
Right.
His word shows us what his will is.
Well, his word and his will walk hand in hand.
Right.
Oh, I like that. God's word and his will walk hand in hand.
See, when we're authors over here, so we like words and we like when they go together and sound good, but it's so true.
Right.
I just want to call all of us out and just say that I think sometimes we miss seeing the will of God because we're too busy looking at ourselves.
Ooh,
we're too busy looking in the mirror and saying, well, what should I be doing?
Right.
What do I need to do? Well, what has God called you to do?
What has he created you to do?
Exactly. And that was one of the questions or one of the comments was, I want to better understand what God created me to do. Well, I've asked that so many times.
Right. And there's do versus be.
Right.
He created you very specifically to be
right.
something.
Yeah.
Right? Not even what you do. It's who you are. And God makes that very clear again in his word that he created you fearfully and wonderfully made. He talks about that in Psalms.
And we were created by God for God.
We exist for a purpose.
We exist to glorify God.
Right.
That is really the ultimate point. And we talk about in one of our episodes, what's the point of this life? Well, what's the point of what we were created to do? What's the point? The point is Jesus. He is the point. And the point of our lives is to point to him.
Right.
And so if you haven't listened to the episode, it's called What's the Point? I encourage you to go back and listen. But I also want to say in terms of what has God created me to do in this life, when you focus on the creator, it points you to what you were created to do.
Yes.
So when we are focused on who God is, he will reveal it to us. Don't you think that the God who created us wants us to know what we were created to do?
Exactly.
Of course he does. And he wants us to honor and glorify him in that.
And again, he has created us on purpose for a purpose. Ultimately, that purpose is to know him and love him, as we've already said. And in doing that, he pours his life in us so that we can pour our lives into this world and into his kingdom. And does that include our gifts and our talents? Absolutely. But unless you're in a relationship with God, unless you know him, how can you really know what you were created to do? You really can't.
Right.
So he is the foundation. He is the starting point. Not only is he the starting point, as you've already said, he is the point of it all. So ultimately, it doesn't even matter what you're doing if what you're doing, the main goal and the purpose of what you're doing is to glorify him.
Right. And let's talk about what is our motivation in wanting to know God's will.
Right.
What is our heart's desire in wanting to know what God created us to do in this life? I think oftentimes when we're asking what God's will is, we're searching for the answer to align with what we want. What we want his will to be.
Well, and God knows that.
Right.
He knows.
But let's just be honest about it and say, oftentimes, I know for me, my intention is, one, I want God's will to align with my will. But his will is so much greater. It is far beyond what I could ever hope and dream of. All of the things that I think that God created me to do, or I want to do this, or I want to do that, God's will is so much greater. And the truth is, and it says in God's word, that his plans will prevail. His purpose for our life will prevail. Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. So we have these plans in our heart. We want God's will to align with our will. But the truth is that his purpose will prevail. Another verse.
And I think I know the verse that you're going to say. It's in Proverbs, right?
Yes, it's Proverbs 16:19. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps.
I love that. And I think too that people, there's a teaching or maybe an understanding in culture in the Christian community as well, like that you can miss God's will for your life. Now, I'm just going to give my opinion here. This is, you know, I am not a scholar, not a biblical scholar. I am I'm me, but I am going to give my perspective on that. I do not believe you can miss God's will for your life. Amen. If you are seeking after him, if you are, you know, getting to know him, if you love him, if you trust him, he will make sure that his plans for your life will not be thwarted. This is scripture. I don't believe we can miss the will of God. And therefore, when we are seeking after him, he will align everything in order to fulfill his plan and purpose for our lives. He determines our steps.
And he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
I love that verse.
Philippians 1:6. I love that verse because it gives me hope. It gives me comfort to know that God started the good work in me and he will complete it. There is nothing that can thwart God's plan.
Amen. And that's a verse.
Yes.
I don't know what that verse is. I love that verse. In fact, we say that a lot.
Yes.
No plan of God's can be thwarted.
Well,
nothing.
It's true. And when we believe that, it changes us.
Right.
It changes the motivation of our heart. It changes what we do. It changes how we seek after the things of God. Because if we know that his plans for our life cannot be thwarted, then we'll trust him with today. We will trust him with the hard circumstances in our life. We'll trust him when things don't go our way. When our will doesn't align with God's will, we can still trust that he who began the good work in us will complete it.
And back to the questions, one of the specific ones that was shared with us, I want to better understand what God created me to do in this life. Well, where do you start? You
start with the Creator.
Right. And by seeking a relationship with him.
Yeah.
And getting to know him and love him and reading his word and being faithful right where you are.
I think you know where I'm going with this. I just want to say the most incredible example of what you just said, I believe, what I've seen in my life is my husband, Parker, of being faithful right where you are. Parker has had a lot of jobs, and one of them has what included, he played for the Milwaukee Brewers. He was a pitcher in the minor leagues, and that was his dream. And right. one episode, he's going to share his story. If you're listening, Parker, you're going to share your story. But he has always been faithful right where God has placed him. And I admire that so much about him. I love that about him because he believes without a shadow of a doubt that God has a plan and a purpose for his life. And because he trusts in God's plan and his purpose, he knows that wherever God has placed him, he's going to be faithful where he is. And he's going to shine the light of Christ wherever he is.
I have seen that in Parker's life as well. And he has been faithful in little things. And I have absolutely believed, and I've said this to him, that God is going to entrust him with even bigger things.
Yeah.
But it is about being faithful right where you are. And again, back to the whole point. Well, Jesus is the point. And to point to him no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, and God will be glorified in the midst of that.
I want to share another verse that I think a lot of people know. I know this verse I've memorized, and I think I overlook it sometimes, but it's Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. I know the plans I have for you. That right there, God has a plan and a purpose for our life. He says that he does. And he says that there are plans not to harm us, but to give us hope and a future. So if we believe in the words of God, then we know that his plans for our life are good. Does that mean that everything that happens in our life is good? No, but God works it all
together for good.
For good.
In many ways, I feel like my life is an example of like me having this thought about what my life was going to be and what I should do and God flipping that on its head, literally.
Yeah.
You know, I never imagined that I would walk through all that I've walked through, never imagined eventually writing and speaking and doing a podcast. Like, these are not any things that I would have ever thought or imagined that I would be doing or that I was gifted to do until I got to know Jesus. And then Jesus revealed his story to me. And my story became part of his story. And then I had something to share. Then I had something to write about. Then I had something to talk about. And God also meeting me in the midst of my darkest moments. God redeeming my marriage. I have a story to share because of what Jesus has done. Because I have focused my heart and soul and my motivations on him. And now look what he's doing. You know, this, it wasn't the plan. I didn't write this script. He did. Right. I would have never written my story like this, but he didn't. He chose to do that because he's glorified most in it. Yes. And that's what I think is the ultimate goal, is that no matter what our life looks like, obviously God, as we already said, has determined our steps and no plan of his can be thwarted, but it's ultimately to glorify him.
I also think that my life is an example of that too.
Absolutely.
And I just, this just kept coming to my mind as you were talking. Look what God has done.
Mm.
Because you could look at our lives and say, wow, they've been through a lot.
Right.
They have experienced tremendous pain, tremendous tragedy. But look what God has done.
Right.
And that is my life's testimony. Look what God has done. He has been faithful. He has been faithful to complete the good work that he started in me. And I just want to share personally my story of asking these questions.
Right.
Specifically, how do you know what God's will is for your life? Well, when I was very young, I believed that God had created me to share about him, to share my story. I was like preaching to my stuffed animal. I mean, I was. It's true. But I don't know. I just had this belief in my heart that God had called me to talk about him.
Right.
Whatever that looked like, and to write. I love to write. I believe, and this is not a pat on my back, but I believe that I have been gifted to write.
Yes,
and I believe that God has called me to do that. And
you have the gift of communication.
And this is just proof. This story is proof that God's plan for your life cannot be thwarted. I went to school.
You went to law school.
Well, yes, but I went to college and I started off having a major trying to become a physical therapist.
Exercise science. Which, I remember those days.
Wait, yeah.
How many times did you change your major again?
Way too many times. But I started out as that, and I am not a science person at all, so I'm not really sure what I was thinking. So I switched my major from that to communication, to strategic communication, to digital media, to combining majors together, and I graduated with strategic communication and digital media, but which kind of goes along with like my giftings in some way. But then I went to law school. Now, can I just tell you that, one, I loved law school. I really did. And I only
did. You really did. And I loved learning everything that you were learning.
It's very hard. Law school is what they tell you it is. It's extremely hard. But I went to law school. I was only there for a year because of, obviously, things happened with my mental health, my physical health. But I just felt like after all of that, I just felt like God was like, you know what I've called you to do. You know what I've created you to do. In the midst of searching and going through all of these majors and changing and thinking, well, maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that. The entire time I knew without a shadow of a doubt deep inside what God had called me to do.
Well, and you know what? There's so many people listening that don't have that, Erin.
Yeah.
They don't know that. And they're struggling. I mean, just like these questions. How do you know what God's will is for your life?
But the only reason that I could know that was because I was seeking after the things of God.
Right.
I would not have been able to know that God was calling me to write, calling me to speak, calling me to share my testimony, unless I was seeking after the things of God, unless I was seeking him and asking him, Lord, what do you want me to do with my life? And my heart's desire was to honor and glorify God. I think that's a huge part of it too, is what's our heart's desire in all of this? Is it to honor and glorify God?
Well, and that reminds me of something I do often in my prayer time. Search my heart, God.
Mm, yeah.
Align my motivations with your heart. Because I don't want to go about this life without you. I don't want to veer off the path. I don't want to be selfish and seek after the things that I want to do in this life. I want to honor and glorify you. Purify my heart. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I could go on and on. And help me to be faithful right where I am. Like you shared about Parker. Help me to be faithful in the little things.
Right.
And practicing the presence of God, that he's with us all the time. He's with me when I'm doing laundry. Does he help me to fold it the way I want to fold it? Absolutely. Do I get frustrated when it's not folded the way I want it?
I'm just kidding.
But like even those mundane and they might seem meaningless things, it's not meaningless. If you are faithful and if you are seeking after the things of God, the plans for your life will be revealed and they cannot be thwarted. You will live out God's will for your life. You will.
Amen. I love this conversation because it is encouraging me when I have doubted God's will for my life.
Yeah, you have. And that's been
so many times.
So frustrating. As your mom, I'm like, would you stop? Like, would you? And you know, I start to say something, you get frustrated. But
well, it's only sometimes. But even this podcast, I believe that this podcast is in alignment with what God has called me to do. And there have been times where I've pushed back.
Oh, yes, you have. And I've God, been right there watching it all.
And God is so gracious. He is so gracious to us. Like, Aaron, go ahead. Try law school. Go for it, girl. Mm-hmm. Go. Do it. Enjoy the first year. But I'm going to redirect you. And that's exactly what he did. And that just goes to show you that God is sovereign and that his plans for your life cannot be thwarted and that they are good. And you can go and you can try to do whatever it is that you want to do. Because truthfully, I think I was avoiding some of the things that I knew I was called to do out of fear.
Ooh, that's a whole other topic. Fear.
Yes. Okay. And we won't talk about that
we
today.
We do need to have an episode on fear, though. Fear of the future. Fear. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But back to, you know, just being faithful, too. I want to speak to the moms that are listening. You are doing what God has called you to do. And in fact, it is a gift to do what you've been called to do and caring for and raising and praying over and nurturing and encouraging the children that he has given you. Do not think for one second that you are not fulfilling the will of God by being a mom or a dad. God has blessed you with children, and that is his will, that you would have children and that you would help them to prosper and grow in the knowledge of God. And what a gift that is. Because I know, even for myself, there's been times where I've been like, God, what else do you want me to do? What if there isn't a what else? What if you're in it and you're supposed to be fixing your eyes on Jesus so that you can fully engage in what he has right in front of you? I think that's one of the things too. We look at everybody else's life, especially with social media. Oh my goodness. We look at everyone else's life and we think, well, maybe I should, you know, what I'm doing is not enough, or maybe I'm not enough. Really, isn't the ultimate thing I'm not enough as opposed to that I'm not doing enough? We find, you know, we're insecure and we find or feel like we're lacking in some area. We are not lacking in Christ. He has given us everything we need. I say this over and over and almost every episode, that he's given us everything we need for life and godliness. And I love that verse that you shared again, because I want to repeat it. Philippians 1:6, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Who began the good work?
God did.
And who's going to carry it on to completion?
God will.
So do we have anything to worry about?
Right, right. I want to add something that I've been thinking about, and it's something I've heard before, but we focus so much on what should I do? What do I need to do? Whether it's what do I need to do for a career or what do I need to do for God? What if we changed it and focus on what God has already done?
Ooh, wow, Aaron.
What he did with sending Christ to die for us on the cross, period. Like, that's what he's done for us so that we can live out his will. But what has he already done in your life?
Right.
What has he already done? When we set our focus on what he has done, it puts into alignment what we're supposed to do.
Right. And who we're becoming, right? Isn't it even more important who we're becoming?
Yeah.
You know, who are we becoming as a result of fixing our eyes on Jesus, as a result of, you know, knowing and loving God more every day? I really truly believe that everything will flow out of our lives that's meant to, and that includes the will of our life, what we're supposed to do with our life, with the gifts and talents God's given us, when we are focused on who Jesus is and loving him more.
I want to end with this quote by Christine Kane. She says, "There are times we trust God because of what we see, but there are also times when we have to trust God in spite of what we see." I think this aligns perfectly with what we're talking about, with having anxiety about the future, with God's will for your life, because in spite of what we see, let's trust God. In spite of what we see, because sometimes what we see is not what we want to see. Sometimes we can't see what God's will is for our life. Sometimes we look at the future and we have so much anxiety. But what if we trusted God in spite of what we see?
Right. And trusted him one moment at a time.
Yeah.
I say this often to you and your sister, one moment at a time, one prayer at a time, all in God's perfect timing.
Amen.
And I know there's a verse, I'm not exactly sure where it is. I think it's in Psalms, where he says he gives us just enough light for the step ahead of us.
Like, I love that.
You know, and And we want to see the end before we're even taking the next step. We want to already know all that. But when we can trust that God holds the future, what we don't know, he already knows, and that he is going to determine our steps, which he said he's going to do, and that no plan of his can be thwarted, and that his plans are to prosper us and not to harm us, with one step at a time, one breath at a time, the will of God for our lives will be fulfilled. It will be. We will not miss his will.
And ultimately, his will is for us to know him. So let's seek him. Let's seek after the things of God. Let's learn to know him more and to put our hope in him with everything. God has created you on purpose for a purpose. Mom, will you close us in prayer?
Heavenly Father, thank you so much that your plan and your will for our lives cannot be thwarted. Search our hearts, Lord. Help us to know and love you more. You are the point. You always have been. You always will be. Jesus, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And your plan and will for our lives cannot be thwarted. And the good work, the amazing good work that you started in all of our lives will come to completion. And you will make that happen. Lord, help us to align our hearts with your will. And how do we do that? Lord, help us to seek you through your word. Help us to know you and love you and trust you. And when we do, Lord, I trust and believe that we will be blessed immeasurably more than all we could ever ask or imagine. In Jesus' name, amen.